You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hana Baba. South Bay bluesman Aki Kumar started his musical career after taking harmonica lessons at the School of Blues in San Jose. He built up his music cred playing show after show at blues joints all around the Bay. Eventually, he became so busy with gigs, he quit his day job as a software engineer to do music full-time. On this edition of Bay Area Beats, we'll hear the backstory behind Aki's musical roots in both Bollywood and down-home blues.
I had a harmonica in India. It was not the kind that I play now. It was what they call a tremolo harmonica. It's a cheap harmonica. I think it was a Chinese brand called Hero, which dominated the Indian market then. And it wasn't because we were harmonica players or I knew harmonica players. Almost every family has a harmonica. Somehow it makes its way into the house and it just stays there for generations. So this was my dad's harmonica. And he would try to play on it. And I tried to play it. And I figured, okay, this is a limited instrument. You can play some chords on it. Half the notes are missing. It's pointless. Whatever. I come over here. I listen to blues. Listen to guys like Little Walter. And I go, this is not the same instrument. I grew up in Mumbai, India. It was Bombay back then. And some of my earliest musical memories are music that my dad used to play. Classical music, pop, Indian Hindustani music. That's really what I remember growing up listening to. My mom was one of those singing moms. She would like to sing. And so singing was part of the family tradition. My dad wasn't much of a singer, but he was a whistler, and he whistled. So melodies were always in the air, you know, in my house. But we weren't musicians, and I never considered myself to be a musician. I just loved the lyricism of certain songs and melodies and harmonies, especially in my late teens or, you know, whatever, I was 16 or 17, I'd kind of figured I liked rock and roll, older rock and roll. Not that I had a lot of money to buy records or access that kind of music in India, but anytime I came across it, I knew I liked it. Listening to Western music, I'd come across harmonies which weren't that prevalent in Indian music. My ears would go, oh, this is something new. There's this one song, Cecilia. I was trying to break this down and figure out how to sing both parts. And at some point, I might have made a really lame effort, attempt at recording my own version of it. But that, yeah, that was probably my first effort at, you know, getting harmonies together. When I moved to the U.S., I was trying to, you know, just find my place and find my way around. And that meant culturally, too. And one of the cool things that happened to me in the U.S. is I found these oldies radio stations, which at the time in the late 90s, they were playing 50s music. Now they play disco, but it was 50s music, and it was great music, and I really latched onto that. Sweet little girl. A few years later, when I got out of college and, you know, had a job and I was still listening to music, that kind of got me going in the direction of blues, because that's blues influenced pretty much all of American pop music that came out, you know, that was being played at the time. I remember moments when I listened to a great Muddy Waters song and it was late, like 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. And it actually moves you in some way, and you can't identify what it is. Is it the voice? Is it what he's saying? Is it the tone of the guitar? Because it's not intricate, it's just tremendously soulful, spiritual.
You can't spend what you ain't got. Can't lose what you ain't never.
I think I'm just probably just genetically designed to be moved by that music. Maybe not so much other people, but I love it. I had made an early attempt at this Bollywood blues in my debut blues album. based on that, I said, why not try this with a few more songs? This song is really popular in India, or at least people will recognize it. You know, you'll get a taste of some of the heavy American swing and jazz influence on Indian music in the 50s. And it was a natural pick for me because it swung hard already. We just said, let's take this and make this really awesomely swinging live. And the cool part about the lyrics of that song, Ina Mina Dika, Deida Damanika, all that stuff is just gibberish. You know, it's like Louis Prima, just scatting, you know. And this is one of the few rare examples of that happening in Indian contemporary music of the time. So I really love the song, and it's a hit when I do it live. People just love it. I wrote the song going to Bombay around the time when a certain presidential candidate berated Mexican immigrants. I'm not a Mexican immigrant, but I am an immigrant, and I understand how it would have made them feel. And I decided to write something about the immigrant experience, kind of because of that. And one of the things about being an immigrant is no matter how well or how long you've assimilated into the new culture or your new home, you have a sense of nostalgia about your old home. And especially for me, because I moved here when I was 18. So my ties are very rooted in India in that sense. And I thought about writing that. So going back to Bombay is a sense of feeling like you want to be home sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. I had a desire to represent my Indian musical roots in some way. I hadn't had the musical insight or that aha moment. I didn't have that for a long time because I was so diligently pursuing this traditional blues sound for good reason. I loved it. I wanted to play in that vein. I wanted to be considered an artist that was representing that tradition, even though I was kind of an outsider culturally. So I spent so much time doing that that I almost for a while forgot about, you know, my roots. I was trying to cater to a culture in the blues where I was trying to be the ideal entrant into the blues scene, you know, and that meant being more American. And somewhere along 2014, 2015, and with this whole changing political landscape, I had the realization that it was more important to represent myself through the music than to fit into a particular musical template. I